Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
So that was my rage the other day. Oh.
So did the wind hit you guys yet?
It's been very windy today.
Not as windy as people east of and south of here were getting.
It's not, yeah, that's not big fatty windy.
Yeah, it's beyond big fatty windy. It's really bad out here. So wait, you were saying Big Fatty is MIA or something, not post a show, blah blah blah.
No, what happened? Back now. Oh. He's alive.
Aww. I like Big Fatty. She's a nice old whore.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I like Big Fatty. She's a nice old whore.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2794 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of October, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and more voice on this. Big Fatty, you got something in your throat? Everyone knows it's windy. And windy has stormy eyes. Hello, Aquanetta's Big Fatty Extra Hairspray, according to the rap. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Your Aquanetta's today, because y'all, it's a bit breezy. As I'm recording this, the hurricane has come ashore in the Flowrider, and y'all, it's heading right for the Metropolis Entertainment Complex.
Yes, Big Fatty, I hear the drink special at the Capri Lounge tonight is the Hurricane. Well, it could be. Anyway, y'all, Charleston is not expected to be impacted. Big Fatty, as opposed to your colon, it's true. Y'all, it's we're going to get, I think they're saying we're expecting between 1 and 2 inches of rain. It's going to have some wind and maybe some the heavy wind later. Yes, Big Fatty. Make you happy to
y'all. You have no idea. You have no idea how happy that music makes me.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Let's just see what has Big Fatty done. Well, Big Fatty, you didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn again. Y'all, I don't know what it is. Y'all, I even took some what are those little pink pills called?
Big Fatty, we don't the pink pill.
What is that called? It's a decongestant. It's
Big Fatty, everybody's hollering it out right now.
Benadryl, that's it. y'all, I even took a couple of Benadryl because Benadryl sometimes will just knock me out. Knock me on my, you know, yes, Big Fatty, on your keister.
Big Fatty, that shows your age right there, on your keister.
Anyway, let's back up. I went from an evening nipple walk, and y'all, when I was out on the nipple walk,
By the way, I've gotten a testimony, not a testimony, but a Twitty message from Dr. Stone says, "Oh, Big Fatty, you ought to take some pictures. You need to take some pictures of the Halloweeny houses." And y'all, if I can remember to do that, I will. But anyway, what was I saying? Anyway, don't know. When I was on my nipple walk Tuesday evening, y'all, I'm walking around, and y'all, when's the last time the ice cream man came by in your neighborhood? You know, he was playing, what was the... he wasn't playing the Muffin Man. He was playing. It was something in the, what is it called when something you don't have to pay royalties on it? Big Fatty Alex Lefebvre music. That too. It's like Clementine. Oh my, you know, it's in the public domain. That's it. It was like the turkey and the straw. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was the ice cream man coming through the neighborhood. And y'all, it reminded me. Big Fatty, here we go down memory lane. It reminded me, y'all, when I was growing up, the Orange Hats parents, they lived in Birmingham. Big Fatty, most people say Birmingham. George in Atlanta was talking about that on his latest little show. He was. Birmingham, which is how who would say it like that? Big Fatty, the Shy Yeti would. He would, and probably not. But Big Fatty, he's unsubscribed years ago. It's true. Birmingham, and Scotty would probably say it that way too. Yes, Big Fatty. They lived in Birmingham, and y'all, they lived kind of on a curve, and every morning the ice cream man would come by in his truck, and we would all run out to the truck, and y'all, we'd get a banana popsicle. And y'all, I don't remember a whole lot about visiting my grandparents in Birmingham, I know that we made mud pies, and they made them. We made them in a little tin foil dishes, like a little pot pie used to come in, because you know you couldn't. It was before the radar ranges. Because you couldn't put metal in a radar range. But anyway, we'd make mud pies and stuff like that. But we'd always get a banana popsicle early in the morning. And then we'd have to save it to that afternoon to have our banana pop. What a memory lane that was. Just lovely. Anyway, y'all, did my nipple walk. Came home. Y'all, I watched 3 episodes of The Good Doctor. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you are not watching The Good Doctor on the ABC, y'all, it is without a doubt the best. It is the best TV show on the TV machine, y'all. That Freddie Highmore, who was in the Bates Motel, y'all, he's autistic, y'all, he's a doctor, and y'all, it is so well acted, and it's just such a great show. If you don't do anything else, Big Fatty says, start watching The Good Doctor. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll get Dr. Stone to write us a prescription for that. It's true. I put my ferns down on the sidewalk outside the villa, because it was supposed to rain overnight, and y'all, it did rain. Woke me up a couple of times. Yes, Big Fatty. And but you know, the free watering, anytime we can get the free watering, we just love that. Yes, Big Fatty. And went for my nipple walk on Wednesday morning. Y'all, it was hot. It was hot. But there was a breeze blowing. That was the only good part of the nipple walk. That, and I did it. Y'all, then I was, got my shower, and y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! Y'all, as I do, As I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Bonds East. Y'all, I looked at the circular, and there wasn't a whole lot that caught my eye. But y'all, I bought more than I thought I would. Y'all got me an onion. Y'all, they had the Halloweeny candies on sale, and you know I've already gotten the candies that I'm going to hand out. But y'all, they had something called the Butterfinger Peanut Butter Cups, and y'all, it was buy one get one free. So I got one bag of those. That's going to be Big Fatty's Halloweeny candy, because y'all love the Butterfinger. Y'all, they had the jars of the citrus solid and the ruby red Big Fatty ruby red grapefruit. Oh, that's more than the car is true. I got they will buy one get one free. Got both of those, y'all. They had the Good Caesar solid kits on sale, buy one get one free. So I got a couple of those, and y'all you're not gonna believe it. Y'all, I walked in the front door of the Von's East, and there they were. They had the cinnamon brooms. Y'all, it's true. They had the cinnamon brooms. They had about half a dozen boxes of them. So, y'all, I picked up a cinnamon broom. Y'all, they had a prepackaged solid on sale today that I'd been eyeing for several weeks. It was on sale. So, y'all, it was the Boar's Head Italian salad, and it had the chopped meats, and it had artichoke hearts and sun-dried tomatoes, which I didn't really care for, but anyway, and they had the pepperoncini peppers on there, and they had some sort of cheese on there, and a balsamic vinaigrette on it and everything, and y'all, it was really quite good, except it's giving me yes, Big Fatty, it's giving you gas, or maybe it's pancreatic cancer. You know, that was the diagnosis on the good doctor. Well, yeah. Anyway, I had that for my lunch when I got home from the store. Y'all, they had the Good Green Giant frozen vegetables on sale. Buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a package of sliced mushrooms. And y'all, then they had the mini peppers cut into rings. I thought I'd cook that with the mushrooms and that onion. And y'all, they had the pork tenderloin on sale. And y'all, they had something called these butter seasonings, y'all. It was the what was it called? It was the I don't know. They were on sale $10 for $10, and I'd never seen them before. And y'all, by the way, they've moved everything around in the produce section at the Von's East. Y'all, I was lost. I couldn't find anything. But anyway, I got this. I got the chili lime butter. That I think I'm going to cook those bell pepper rings and the onion and the mushrooms together with that. And y'all, and then put it in with the poke tenderloins, which were buy one, get one free. And put that in the cracker pot maybe this coming weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all have spent $34.86, but I saved $21.94. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Burk It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my stateroom with Chip and Joanna Gaines, and also
the extra special napper.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, this is your day 9 update. It's
19.
9, 19. It's all about the same. It's Sunday. We are coasting along. I'd say we're cruising, but I think we're just kind of idling, maybe moving a little bit faster than that. But on our way back to the My Jammies, we are, according to Channel 5, 6, we're still off the coast of Cuba.
Not terribly far from Key West.
No. I hear it's only 90 miles from
Miami tonight if we want.
Thank goodness. I think we're going to get to Miami tonight. We will be disembarking the ship at 7 a.m. tomorrow. We're self-assisting. We're walking off with our bags. It's a gamble, but we figure the average age of the person on the ship is such that most of them can't walk their bags off. So we actually
not just their bags. Most of them can't walk off.
Correct. It's like we're on a cruise with Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Are we on the Crystal Symphony? So, day 9. How would you describe day 9?
It's been a quiet day. There's a little pool time. There was a brief trivia moment.
We didn't win.
We did not win. There was a little sleeping in after the 3 a.m. Extravaganza last night.
Right. I did see Miss Drink Thrower this morning. She was up before we were and was doing fun things.
Have we talked about that situation?
I think we did at 3 in the morning. There was an Indian man. He asked how far along the white girl was, and she went and got a drink. I believe this is going to repeat because I'm sure we said this. She went and got a drink to throw on him.
Yeah.
though it looked like it was club soda, so I think it was all...
No, it was brown.
Oh.
But she got it off the bar. I don't know whose it was.
It was Brian's, probably. It was probably the Scots, because he was drinking brown stuff.
But yeah, she went and specifically retrieved a drink instead of throwing her own. Which, you know...
I mean, we don't hate that. Although she did get cut off, so that was the first we've seen on this trip. You went to the pool. I went to the Broadway Cabaret Hootenanny. That was lovely. Then we've tried to buy photos of ourselves with the captain, but they are not wanting to deal. I think if we wait until the very end, do you think they'll sell it to us how we want it?
I don't know that they do the fire sale. And this is also the very end. So
I've been trying to buy those photos digitally, and they are insisting I buy the printed version, the 8x10s with the ugly, tacky border around it. And I keep saying, no, just whatever. But and I even asked to speak with the manager. Maybe I should have asked to speak with the manager's manager.
Well, that's how you get things done.
Maybe I should have asked to speak with Kate. But anyway, so I think we're going to go. We're going to have the earlier dinner this evening. And do you want to talk about the buffet at lunch?
It was what could be cordially referred to as a fucking shit show.
First of all, for Peter G, there was and you don't know who that Peter G is, Chris, but there were two croquembouches at lunch. That's an inside joke. But there really were two.
There were also a lot of really fat old people.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Who would put, like, when I was going, I saw the shrimp and I was aiming towards it until I saw the 20-person deep line, and they pushed me out of the way to get past me. It was not fun.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I almost walked away with an empty plate and just said, I'll come back later because I can't deal with this. But I was fat and hungry. So we're going to go to dinner. Then we're going to go see Miss Amber Riley Harris perform. She is doing a tribute to Miss Whitney Houston, and you know how I love her. And then we may have a stop for maybe a karaoke on the way back.
There's a lot of options is the problem, and we do not want to be up until 3 a.m. again.
That's correct, because we probably need to be up at like 5:30 a.m. So, all right, well, gotta run. Hopefully we don't have to update you again, but I'll give you the updates. And the Danbury's have confirmed they are sending in their overall cruise update. They don't want to bother with daily updates. So do you have a parting thought? Because I'm leaving these with a parting thought. I've been trying
Okay. I don't know. This is just a lot of really compelling content. I'm sure people will be riveted.
Have you ever listened to a show before?
No, God no. I unsubscribed before I subscribed.
Okay. Well, then if you had, you would know that he doesn't have content.
That makes this easier.
Right. So, okay, gotta run.
Big Fatty, you don't even have time to comment on that. Well, it's true, but it was content. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blom Time. And Dean, what did you think of that call?
I like Big Fatty. She's a nice old whore.
Oh, no, it wasn't about Big Fatty. That was Veda and Extra Special Chris.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.